All right, welcome back. You know, I said this yesterday, and I'm going to say it now. We get excited when we hear from this guy. Patrick in Holland, like, you need to know you have a fan club here, okay? Dan and Ryan, it's you guys are in the Patrick in Holland fan club, right? Like, I'm not joking. I'm in the other room, and Dan goes, Patrick in Holland. Patrick, we're fans, okay? Just so you know. He said, a haiku in honor of the Michigan-Michigan State game anniversary. Trouble with the snap. Michigan fans watched in shock. Jalen Watts Jackson. Patrick, you're a legend, dude. You need to know that. If nothing else, no matter what happens in your day today, okay, just know that you have a fan club here. There's the phone. Is it Patrick? Get Patrick right on the line.
The dang thing played the wrong soundbite. I was trying to get the applause.
Patrick, big fan. Big fan. Absolutely. All right, numbers, as always, 313-396-5527. You can text us, Sports Radio, to 21,000. I do want to ask you guys, and a lot of people have responded already on Twitter, what is the most that you've spent for a game? It's amazing. Some of the numbers that people have thrown out there. I thought mine was bad. Not that bad, but bad. Some people are really blowing my minds. But in the meantime, let's go to our buddy, Freddie the Pizza Man. Freddie, always a pleasure, my friend. Thanks for calling us this morning. How are you?
Good morning, Sean. How are you, sir?
Excellent, buddy.
I think the most I spent was $4.50 in 1984 in the bleachers and Tiger Stadium.
gosh, what a fantastic deal back in the day. I mean, honestly, oh.
These young kids have no idea. They have zero idea, except for the bleacher seats at the Big House, those bleacher seats. Listen, Sean, I sent a text, and I called, you know what, I'm going to call. I told Danny to save that ink. Save a tree, save an ink. But listen, I'm not talking to you when I tell you this because there's a lot of Michigan slaps on Twitter, social media. And listen, I'm a Michigan fan, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you brought up two schools today, and you brought up Dennis Franklin, Notre Dame, and Penn State.
Yeah.
And I'm bringing up Brian Kelly. Those are two schools, okay, that were in bad shape, taken over by those two guys. And I believe in year two, Brian Kelly took him to a national championship game. And Dennis Franklin, I believe in year two, won the Big Ten and got into the Rose Bowl. I can't remember if he won the Rose Bowl or not. But here in year, going into year five, he hasn't done anything. And any Michigan fan that thinks they're going into Penn State and winning that game Saturday, they're out of their mind. They're out of their mind. It's not happening. You couldn't even take care of Illinois, and you're going to go into a whiteout? It ain't going to happen, Sean. Harbaugh needs to go. It's simple as that. He needs to go. He is not doing anything here. He's not making a difference. He hasn't developed a quarterback. And if Shea Patterson is not your guy, it's pretty obvious. Who's your quarterback next year? Who is it?
You know, that's Freddie, to your point, it is amazing to me, and I know you're, boy, I the best way to say it is you're an aware Michigan fan. I think a lot of the Michigan fans get mad at people like me when I say, well, who's the next quarterback? You know, there's always the wait to, I was hearing things about Joe Milton 2 years ago. Like, literally, too, before Shea Patterson even entered the equation, you know? And those are the things that's like, well, what happened? And what happened to quarterback whisperer and things like that? Well, what do you think people are going to say, whether it be a Michigan fan like you or somebody who isn't a Michigan fan or somebody who tries to be very objective? What do you think people are going to say when checks like that are written year after year after year?
I was on Twitter 2 years ago, and I said, you got to play Dylan McCaffrey. Just eat the season. Just take it as a loss. You know, you don't have to go out publicly and say, listen, we're going to try to lose games this year. But develop Dylan McCaffrey. This is your guy. You brought him in. He's highly rated. He comes from a great family of football players. Groom this guy. There's something special about him. Everyone's like, are you out of your mind? Blah, blah, blah. He's got to sit a couple years. You know what? This kid is wasting his career in Michigan. And he hopefully he gets a year in here or somewhere, But I'm telling you that Dylan McCaffrey's got something special, and he kept going out and getting other quarterbacks because he was so insecure. He didn't. He wasn't. Harbaugh needs to go. It's simple as that. Mm. He is not the. It didn't work here. Dan Van Gundy was brought in. Everyone thought it was going to work. It didn't work. Jim Harbaugh is not going to work here. It's just not going to work. And listen, if they beat Penn State Saturday, it's not going to happen. When Ohio State comes in, they're gonna pull their pants down and run with their pants around their ankles and still beat you by 50 points.
You know, Freddie, no, hey, I appreciate it. No, and I appreciate the passion. I think there's two ways to look at it. Are you better? Yes. Do you have to worry about the bottom falling out and having a disaster season? No. I don't envision it with Jim Harbaugh, much like you saw, obviously, in the Rich Rod era, even in the revisionist Rich Rod era, which was one of the most fascinating things ever that I've ever dealt with.
Wasn't that bad.
And Brady Hoke, which, again, whether you guys want to admit it or not, I mean, he was the hero. He was the savior. Freddie, but I think I can't tell you how to feel because I'm not a Michigan fan. I can't tell other Michigan fans how to feel. And it's just something I don't like to do. But I think, to me, there are a lot of people out there that take your mindset of, well, why were you brought in here? Were you brought in here to make Michigan better? Well, they are better, right? Can we all agree? Adults, can we all agree? Michigan's better. Were you brought in here to make Michigan better? Were you brought in here to beat Michigan State, beat Ohio State, and take care of business in the conference? What were you brought in to do? It was James Franklin's third year. They ended up losing that Rose Bowl. Remember, that was a crazy game. It was his third year. He had a couple of 11-win seasons in a row, took the step back to 9-4, and I'm going to say it again because, again, I don't like to be one of those guys that goes on the radio and can't confess when they were wrong. Boy, it looks like I missed on Penn State this year. I thought that Penn State was going to be meh. Honestly, young team, 7-8 wins. Out of the Big Four in the East, they were going to clearly play the role of number four. Well, right now, it looks like clearly the role of number four is being played by Michigan State for the time being. So I think it's important because you know how allergic some people are to, I can't say I'm wrong. My ego won't let me. Come on. You kidding me? I got to keep myself honest before you guys do. I missed on Penn State. They look good as well. So we'll see. All right. As I mentioned, I do want to get into this. A lot of people chimed in. What is the most? Dan and Ryan, have you figured out the most that you guys have spent in a game? We'll get into that with you. So many people chimed in on Twitter as well, and we'll tell you why we are doing that. In case you haven't seen it yet, as I mentioned, World Series fever has really hit Washington, D.C. How much so? Well, wait till you hear the ticket prices. They really are absurd. We'll get into it next, all over the great state of Michigan.
When you're in manufacturing, your competition isn't the company next door. It's companies around the world. You're constantly searching for highly skilled, well-trained workers, and you struggle to keep ahead of ever-changing regulation and compliance measures. With all that's happening, do you have time to explore R&D tax credits, IC disk structures, or inventory accounting methods? That's where we come in. We're Bean Garter. And while your business is manufacturing, our business is helping you run your business better. We'll assist with tax credits, help with inventory costing and control, and so much more. And while we may not be able to help you on the factory floor, we can help you create a solid business foundation. From high tech to hands-on, of all the things you make, make your business better. Experience service, expertise, and simplicity at Bean Garter. Find us online, beangarter.com. Bean Garter.
What will you do with tomorrow? Will you use it to make life better for you and your family? Will you spend it on an adventure, traveling somewhere new and experiencing something profound? Will you use tomorrow to rest, to work, to hope, to love? Your tomorrow, like every tomorrow, will be filled with opportunity and potential. And your tomorrow, like every tomorrow, will unfold in part because of your brain. There will be moments tomorrow that can be seized by you, driven by you, and defined by you. Your brain can lead you there. Your brain can make tomorrow memorable. Whether your efforts are realized by thousands or felt only by you, tomorrow matters. And tomorrow is worth happening.
The Eisenhower Center, leading the way in traumatic brain injury rehabilitation. Learn more at EisenhowerCenter.com.
Welcome back in. Glad you can join us wherever you may be, all over the great state of Michigan. Sean Belegian with you. Gang's all here. Dan, Ryan, everybody. Appreciate it greatly. So, as I mentioned, World Series fever has hit the Washington, D.C. area. Do you remember World Series fever here in 2006? What, didn't it seem like it was totally different in 2006 than it was in 2012? Didn't it seem totally different? It just seemed like, you know, it was the first time in forever. It was completely unexpected. It was just so different. You know, and I'll say it again. I mean, everybody and their brother thought they were going to get hammered by the Yankees in the first round. You can do this at home. Again, Google is your friend. You can type in StubHub Washington Nationals. All right? So, home game number one of the World Series at Nationals Park. Home game number one. Have you guys looked at it yet?
I have not.
Okay.
I did see one set of four go for some... absurd amount of money, we'll say.
All right. So, Dan, I have a great idea. Let's have a bonding time. You, me, and Ryan. We're in D.C. You, me, and Ryan. You're in D.C. I want to take you guys to the first World Series game. All right? I'll buy everything at the park. You're on the hook for your ticket, okay? Now, I don't have great seats. Is standing room cool for you guys?
Yes.
You just listen. Everything's on me. I'll pick up the bar tab. I'm buying all your food. I'll pay for parking. I'm going to take care of you. You just have to buy your ticket. Is that cool? You guys are in, right? Thumbs up? $844, please.
Negative.
No, you're not in?
If I will say this, now this, we're talking about a team that I don't really care. Do I like the Nationals? Is it a great story? Absolutely. Am I going to pay $850? No. Would I pay that maybe if the Lions made it to the Super Bowl?
Yeah, you see, all bets are off. I agree with you. All bets are off.
So, Sean, you're actually a little off on your pricing because then you hit the go to checkout button.
Oh, yes. How can I forget?
So I did that. Can you guess how much service fees were added on?
How much?
$213 for service fees. So your $844 ticket is now $1,057.
Oh, my gosh. Now, the number's got to go down before next week, right? This is like October 25th, so you're talking 8 days from now. numbers have got to go down by then, right? Right?
I don't really know much about Washington, D.C. or the surrounding areas. Like, is there, like, much of a middle class there? Like, there's not, no middle class person can spend $1,000 to go to a baseball game. But the whole park can't be filled with, like, politicians and stuff. I would imagine they would go down. I would spend maybe, I don't know, $300 to go to a game.
I thought I was really smart in 2006. I bought, like, do you remember in 2006 they sold what was called strips? I bought a strip of 8 for the ALDS and a strip of 8 for the ALCS, right? I was an idiot. I still don't know why I did it, but I only bought tickets for game 1 of the World Series. And I was a nice guy, and I gave the tickets to my dad to take my son. And then I was like, well, I got to go. So I kind of got screwed, and it was game 2 of the World Series. It was the most I ever paid. $500. $500. To sit there freezing to watch mud on Kenny Rogers' hand, and to sit in not only freezing, but it drizzled the entire game. So that was my – and I wish I could go back in time and ask myself why I didn't just buy the strip. Maybe they didn't offer the strip. I can't remember. It's 13 years ago now. Maybe they didn't offer the strip for the World Series, but – I did it for the ALDS, and I did it for the ALCS, but then for the World Series, I only got game 1, and I wish I could figure out why I did that. Maybe they didn't offer it. I don't remember, but 500 is my top so far.
Do you know what the best seat value, or not best seat value, the most expensive ticket on StubHub is right now?
For the Nats?
For the Nats.
All right, so if we're talking...
Do you want me to give you the seat, and then you can guess from there?
Yeah, go ahead.
Behind home plate.
Oh, gosh. All right. No, let me think
about
this.
Row A, seats 9 and 10.
All right, let me think about this. If we're talking $850 for standing room, $12,000.
$22,000.
Oh, my God.
And you can't buy a single. You have to buy two. So collectively, at $22,000 plus service fees for two tickets, $55,000.
Oh my gosh!
See, that should be illegal. I mean, it $55,000.
Oh my gosh! All right, would you sell your tickets?
For
the Super Bowl. A Lions Super Bowl?
For $55,000?
Yes. Would you really?
Absolutely. If I got them at face, let's say I even got them at... What if you paid $10,000 for a pair? You're making $45,000?
See, you know what I would immediately do? I would sell those tickets and buy two cheaper tickets. Even if it cost me $15,000. Right? I'd immediately sell those. Here, you can have those seats. I'll sell for $55,000. I'll go sit in the nosebleed of nosebleeds because I wouldn't want standing room. I just wouldn't want standing room. What's the cheapest regular seats, Ryan? Can you look that up? But that would be my deal. You could put me in the best seats of the house, but if you're giving me $55,000, I'll downgrade for that. Are you kidding me? Okay, so let's think this out. I get $55,000, then I turn around and spend $15,000 to sit in the top row of the stadium. Literally the top row of the stadium. I make out with $40,000. I'm Rockefeller at that point in time. I win. Are you kidding me?
Cheapest actual seat.
Yeah.
Is right field corner, section 136.
All right.
With service fees. It's a shade under $1,200.
Dude.
So $1,000 for standing room.
What a victory.
Yeah.
Oh, I sell that in a heartbeat.
And they actually look like really good seats.
All right. So let me take it a step further. Dan, you can't get tickets anywhere else. You're either going to the game with those two tickets or you're not going to the game. It's 55 grand, dude.
No, I wouldn't go. I mean, I.
It's oh. 55 grand.
Oh, yeah, I would sell.
You would
them.
Still sell. Well, I mean, yeah, it's 55 grand.
I don't need to go to the game for 55 grand. Like, I would love to see that.
I'd have the greatest Super Bowl party in the history of Super Bowl parties. Easily. The greatest
Super
Bowl party.
I mean, yeah, rent out a movie theater or something.
Are you kidding me?
Just rent a suite right by the stadium.
Oh, my gosh.
Just do that and have a party there.
All right, we'll get your thoughts at 313-396-5527. You can text us, Sports Radio, to 21000. Glad you can join us all over the great state of Michigan.
Matt Shepard here from my friends at Meijer. If you're like me, you've got a sweet tooth, especially around Halloween. Find spooky great deals at Meijer on all fall sweet treats. Decorated cupcakes in the bakery are only $5.99 a dozen. 20-count fresh seasonal shaped sugar cookies are just $4.99. Hershey miniature bagged candy, 3 for just $10. And Halloween king-size candy singles or novelties are just a buck. Right now at Meijer.
It's the Off Color Comedy Tour, Saturday, October 26th, Off the Cuff and Off the Hook, featuring Sean Williams.
Thanksgiving dinner is usually really messy, loud, lots of fun, and horrible for the person who hosted it, because they all eat, and then they leave just bones and cookies.
David Allen Greer and Tommy Davidson from In Living Color. Tickets are on sale now at the Soaring Eagle and Eagle's Landing box offices, or online at etix.com. One night only, Sean Williams.
We're all, like, really, really funny during Thanksgiving. And we're really funny, and then we get sleepy.
David Allen Greer.
People treat you different when they know you're old. I go to strip clubs now. I can't get a lap dance unless I bring a note from my doctor. That's messed up.
And Tommy Davidson from In Living Color.
You walking down the grocery aisle, you see a white woman talking into a baby carriage, like whatever sitting there got to be about 40. She talking into the baby carriage. Look at me now. When we left the car, did we or did we not have an agreement?
Saturday, October 26th, the Off Color Comedy Tour. Details at SoaringEagleCasino.com.
Brand's $5 Burger, available now. That's right, Brand's Juicy Burger and a side of fries are only $5. This $5 Speedy Special is available weekday lunchtimes, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 o'clock p.m. Brand's $5 Burger, weekday lunchtimes, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 o'clock p.m. at Brand's, home of Michigan's original sizzle.
All right, in case you're just joining us, and Matt, who evidently lived in D.C., said he isn't surprised at this. He made the comment. Let me make sure I get this straight. He said D.C. is very affluent. It is not middle class, not surprised about the ticket prices. The ticket prices for the first game of the World Series next Friday at Nationals Park. Standing room tickets are $844. That's the cheapest ticket. Cheapest ticket. The most expensive ticket, $22,000. Now, when I say ticket, I'm not talking about their, hey, I got tickets. No, ticket. Ticket. Singular. Ticket. Come on, man. You kidding me? I told you guys during the break, and I think the older generation will remember this, even though if you're a big college football fan, you know this game. 89, number one versus number two, Michigan Notre Dame. My buddy and I decided to drive over from Eastern literally that morning and see if we could get tickets. And the ticket prices were so out of our range, it was not even funny. I mean, and when I say out of our range, I mean not even close. So we were racing back to our car about 15 minutes before kickoff to try to make it back so we could, you know, watch the game at my buddy's dorm room. And there was a woman that was walking down the street, and it looked like her daughter wasn't feeling well. And she approached us, and she said, "Are you guys going to the game?" And we said, "No, we can't find tickets." She goes, "Well, I have two tickets." She tried to give it to us, and we wouldn't let her give it to us. I gave her $20, which back then, looking back, gosh, what a cheap guy I am. But back then, $20 was $1 million. I was a kid. And we didn't know exactly where the seats were until we got inside the stadium. We were in the first row at the 30-yard line. Oh, okay. Cool. So I got really lucky that way. 313-396-5527. You can text us, Sports Radio, to 21,000. Before I get some of these submissions off of Twitter, Dan Ryan, do you guys remember the most you spent?
I don't know the – I know the event. I don't know the money that we spent. It was definitely the big chill at the big house. I would guess I think we spent like $150 apiece. But, I mean, and we were like – we were sitting right behind Chris Chelios. So that's, I mean, we had like center ice, like 12 rows up. It was perfect.
Oh, that's cool.
But I mean, when like the big sporting events that have happened around here, other than, I guess I probably could have spent some money in 2012, but like 2006, I was a sophomore in high school. It's not like I could, you know, go out and spend a couple grand on a World Series ticket.
Sure. Yeah.
So it's, yeah, I mean, I don't think I ever had an opportunity to. I did have an opportunity to go to WrestleMania when it was here at Ford Field, but that, like, yeah, I mean, $150 wasn't too bad.
No, that's not bad.
I mean, like, I think who was on there? Carl Hagelin was with Michigan. Torrey Krug was with MSU.
Yeah, that's not bad. That's not bad at all. Ryan, you got?
Yeah, I'm in the same boat as Dan. I don't think I've ever spent that much money because that's also like, I get like hives when I see those numbers, like purchasing something. I don't spend money.
Yeah.
Like I just don't. But I don't know. Like Cubs Cardinals, I went to not too long ago. Sat 20 rows up, so it's like $150 or something.
Yeah,
probably something around there. I say I don't like spending money like that. So
yeah, no, I get it.
That's one of those things where it's like, you look at that number, you're like, I can have a really nice spread at my house.
So here's some submissions on Twitter. You can follow us at Sean B. Mornings, at Sean P. Bally. Jason said, I spent $1,500 for two awesome seats to game two of the World Series, the only one the Tigers won. Yep, I was there, my friend. I spent $500. We were in the first row of the 300 level, like right behind home plate. We were in the first.
Oh, that's the perfect spot.
First row, 300 level, and they were $500. I mean, whatever. Somebody said Winter Classic at the Big House. Scott said, took my son to a Tigers playoff game versus Boston. Cost $500 for two tickets in the upper deck left field corner. Great memories, bad game result. The 1-0 game.
You know, I don't know, now that I'm thinking about it, I don't know how much we spent on the Frozen Four when it was here. But that's three games you get to
see. Yeah, absolutely.
And it's kind of an experience. You're there all day.
Oh, it's great.
I loved it. I think it's at LCA this year.
It is, this spring.
That's awesome.
Yep.
The last time it was at Ford Field, and they let you know cut half of the.
Our buddies from the Detroit Sports Commission, they're kind of running that again, so we'll stay in touch with them. Mart said, "See, a man of principle." He said, "I've never spent more than $50 on a ticket. There is no value in attending most of these college pro games. Now get off my lawn." Justin said, "StubHub $400 for two tickets on Thanksgiving." You've taken in a Thanksgiving game, right? Like, you have to, right? Isn't that a rite of passage around here? You have to go to a Thanksgiving game.
I think I was at every Thanksgiving game from 97.
Gosh, it's funny.
To 2014, that's 2015. Great.
Good for you.
Something. I mean, I was at I bet I missed two Lions games from 97 to 2014.
My younger cousins used to get really ticked off when I just stopped going to my other side of the family on Thanksgiving. Because my buddies and I, that's what we started doing when we were, like, we were still in high school, and we just, that was our thing. All right, let's go to the game. And then as they got older, they started doing the same thing. So I'd see them at the games. So for me, there was one year I had to take a Thanksgiving day off so I could go to the game with my son. And, like, I have a standing offer for my daughter as well. Hey, if you want to go sometime, let me know. Give me a heads up. Johnny said, I'm cheap. In 2000, I spent about $100 per ticket for the Florida-Michigan State game, or excuse me, the Florida-Michigan State championship game. Also spent around $100 for Little Giant tickets. Steve said $150 each for two tickets for Game 5 of the 08 Stanley Cup Finals. So close to seeing Stanley. Despite the result, it was worth every penny. Best sporting event I've attended in person. Mr. Jones said, took my dad to the Ann Arbor outdoor NHL game. Between the price of the tickets and the repair bill, after we slid off the road in the ice on M14 and had the airbags deployed, that event was pricey. I'm also still thawing out. You know what was weird about that? I can't tell you how many times people like have said to me, dude, I can't believe you didn't go to that game. There's a reason I didn't go to that game. I was in Pasadena. Yeah, just, I wasn't missing that. That was just, wasn't going to happen. I got really lucky with that because anybody will tell you how expensive those Rose Bowl tickets were. Oh. Mark said, Game 7 against Pittsburgh, $300 for a ticket. Oh. Doesn't that night just... Oh.
Just stop talking about it.
I can't help it. Brandon, our buddy from the Ozark, said $150 for a pair of tickets to the preseason game, and the person who was supposed to come with me couldn't make it. Oh. Josh said $1,200 for two tickets to Game 4 of the 2002 Stanley Cup Finals. Wow. Jeez, oh, Pete. Jeff Risden. What's up, Jeff? Our buddy Jeff Risden. If you aren't familiar with Jeff Risden, if you haven't followed him yet, you should follow him. Real GM, Lions Wire, Browns Wire, amongst other things. Game 3 of the 96 ALDS. Indians hosted the Orioles. Albert Bell Grand Slam off Armando Benitez. 225 per. My dad sold Notre Dame Ohio State tickets for $27.50 a piece in 96 to help pay for my wedding. We knew people who got $10,000 per ticket for that one. See, Dan, that was going back to what we were talking about. There comes a point in time where, like, from a financial standpoint, that just makes sense. If you're throwing that much mad money around, that just makes sense. Because I'm with $55,000 gone. I could have the two greatest tickets ever to the Lions in the Super Bowl. And I'm telling you this, I'm not going to miss that game. Like, that just, I'm not going to miss that game. Like, I would go to the game. I would find cheaper tickets, but I'm going to that game. If somebody's going to throw me $55,000 for my two really good seats, yes, I'll downgrade. Even if it costs me $15,000 to sit in the last row of the stadium, I'm downgrading. Mark said, I got offered $500 cash for my 97 Michigan Ohio State ticket. Turned it down while I was walking into the stadium. Probably should have taken it. Was a poor college student at the time. You know what, though? All right, can we, Mark, if you're still listening, let's think about this in retrospect. You saw Michigan beat its most hated rival, in one of the legendary games of the series in the season where they won a national championship. That's advantage staying to the game, isn't it? That's advantage you were there. I don't know.
$500 in 1997 for a college student.
When you're a kid?
It's a lot of dough.
Oh, man. Jesus.
It's a good time at Charlie's.
Buck said, joining Jeff's vein of thought, my mom bought me and my dad four tickets to Game 7 of the 2009 Stanley Cup Finals, $240 a seat. That's respectable. I don't feel bad spending $500. I didn't feel bad about it. Like, even with that World Series turning out to what it turned out to be, I didn't have any buyer's remorse. I mean, you can't put a price tag on that. You know, I ran a scam with my kid, though, and as he got older, he got so mad at me. When the All-Star game was here, he really, really, really wanted to go to the All-Star game. And listen to what a scam dad I am. I made him a deal. I said, Jack, I can get All-Star game tickets, or we can go to extra games, because at the time I think we had the 27 game pack. I was like, I'll get like 10 extra games. And he was like, all right, I'll go to 10 extra games. Totally taking advantage of a little kid. So as he's gotten older, he realizes what a scam I played on him. So that's what I said. All right, if the All-Star game ever comes back here, I said, I owe you one, because I did pull a scam on him. Do you remember the All-Star game tickets, how expensive they were?
Oh, yeah. But
it was
now,
insane.
Like, he's what, 19, 20?
He's 20.
He's not going to want to go to an All-Star game now. When you're a kid, it's like the greatest,
it's the greatest
ever.
Thing ever.
Now it's like, okay, let's watch one inning and go back to some real sports.
You know, he still wants to go, though. Like that's
because he wants to spend dad's money.
Well, that's exactly it. Who's kidding who? I think he wants to get over on dad because he knows I scammed him. It little kid logic, though, right? What would you do if you were like a 5-year-old kid? Would you like to go to this one game, Lil Dan? And I said, Lil, L-I-L. Would you like to go to this one game, Lil Dan, or would you like to go to 10 games? And we can see the Red Sox, and we can see the Yankees. I want to go to 10 games, Dad. And the whole time, I'm just got my fist up in the air celebrating the greatest victory ever because it saved me so much stinking money. All right, 313-396-5527. Text us, Sports Radio, to 21,000. Mike said, I was at the 97 Michigan-Ohio State game for free. Woodson ran that punt back right in front of us. We'll never forget that day or the game environment. See, you can't put a price tag on that. That goes back to what we were just talking about to Mark that texted in saying, you know, in retrospect, maybe I should have taken the $500. Mike, I'm you can't put a price tag on that. You, especially if it's a win, right? How do you put a price tag on that? Like, I'm telling you, like, being there watching a Stanley Cup being won, or when I've said this 1,000, when the Tigers beat the Yankees in 06 in that game 4, as great as the Maglio homer was and the ball, like, literally landed right behind us and everything, that was so much fun. I'll never forget it, the party in the street. I'm telling you, anybody that was there, that Friday night and that Saturday afternoon, that late Saturday afternoon, it was the best. It was spontaneous. It was, is this really happening? It was pinch me, because everything happened in such a short amount of time. You know, where you went from, I can't believe they gagged this division away, they're going to get hammered by the Yankees too. Am I watching this? Oh my gosh, Kenny Rogers just dominated the Yankees on a freezing cold Friday night. The Tigers are up 8-0, and Jeremy Bonderman's got a perfect game. What world am I in? Yankee fans are leaving. You can't put a price tag on that. No way. Steve said, on the reverse, I sold my NCAA ticket for the bleep by Christian Leitner for $250. Obviously disappointed I missed the shot, but $250 for a college kid was worth it. No regret. If that's the way you feel, absolutely. Then, you know, how can I tell you which way you should feel? If you look back at something and no regret, that's cool. Good for you. It's those losses, though, that you just said. Like, I wonder if I went up to the Rose Bowl and Stanford won the game, I wonder, like, how I would feel. I mean, it was still the Rose Bowl. It's still, I mean, absolutely beautiful. You have to go. If you have an opportunity, go. I mean, really, it's unbelievable. Just the whole, you literally walk through a neighborhood that looks like Haddonfield, because, Dan, you may or may not know this, Halloween was actually shot in Pasadena. So you walk through this neighborhood, and it looks like Haddonfield, and then all of a sudden, like, oh, look, there's the Rose Bowl. And the mountains in the background, it's just pay it, do it, go. You'll thank me when you do. Trust me. All right, we got Lee Sterling coming up. Always love to talk to Lee from Paramount Sports. Make sure you follow him on Twitter, at Paramount Sports. We'll talk to Lee about what he's looking at. A little bit about people losing their minds. You hear this Myles Garrett story?
I saw something it. He tweeted
right.
about it.
Yeah, something ain't
or put
right
it on Instagram.
There.
I don't know.
Something ain't right there. Something doesn't add up. We'll get into that a little bit as well. Final hour of the show coming up on a Thursday afternoon. So glad you could join us wherever you may be, all over the great state of Michigan. Lee Sterling joins us next on X's and Bros.
It's time to go in the huddle with Tim Stout.
1, 2, 3, top flight!
Most people know Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort has the largest gaming floor in Michigan, plus a first-class hotel and some of the best entertainment this state has to offer, like comedy shows such as Off Color Comedy Tour and musical shows like Chris Jansen with Runaway June. But did you know Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort now has a sports bar called Ascend, a new poker room, a large non-smoking gaming area, and a new VIP area? For room and special ticket packages, learn more at SoaringEagleCasino.com. Bring on the bliss. Well, Michigan State hopes bye weeks improve the Spartans' football fortunes, because not one, but two. After the Penn State game coming up a week from Saturday, the Spartans get another bye week before they host Illinois to begin toward the end of the season. Michigan State can only hope the bye week refreshes the Spartans for a good shot against Penn State October 26th.
Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort is Central Michigan's entertainment destination, and Ascend is your newest and hottest spot for every live sporting event. With craft beer, specialty cocktails, a full dining menu, and Ascend Watch and Win promotions, you'll want to catch every college and pro game at Ascend. Then stick around for live entertainment or explore Soaring Eagle's other newly opened features, like the beautiful new poker room and non-smoking gaming area. Ascend is open now, only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort.
Matt Shepard here from my friends at Meijer. Find savings so good you'll freak at Meijer this week. Find great Halloween costumes for the family starting at just $24.99. 20% off Halloween table linens, kitchen towels, mugs, crafts, and food storage. All Halloween apparel for the family's 25% off. Get $100 off your next purchase when you buy an iPad or Apple Watch. All Grand Gourmet cooking essentials are 20% off, and get 30 to 40% off Falls Creek apparel for the entire family right now at Meijer.
BHS Insurance is celebrating their 80th anniversary. BHS's commitment to excellence is why they are proud to be a leading provider of auto owner's insurance for your life, home, car, and business insurance needs. For BHS Insurance, everything rides on their relationships and reputation, which is why they are proud to be a leading provider of auto owner's insurance for your life, home, car, and business insurance needs. Visit BHSINS.com to learn more about how BHS Insurance, in partnership with auto owner's insurance, can best service your needs.
Brand's $5 Burger, available now. That's right, Brand's Juicy Burger and a side of fries are only $5. This $5 Speedy Special is available weekday lunchtimes, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 o'clock p.m. Brand's $5 Burger, weekday lunchtimes, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 o'clock p.m. at Brand's, home of Michigan's original sizzle.